This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. With a warning to watch out for the constant phone snoopers over your shoulder. Peeking to see what others are doing on mobile devices is a temptation few can resist, and they aren't embarrassed about it either. Forget hackers. There are a new breed of screen snoopers, also known as shoulder surfers or visual hackers, who have no qualms about involving themselves in your business. We'll talk about it, but first, these tech headlines. Can Amazon convince Whole Foods shoppers to join Prime? It hopes so. It is offering new discounts for Prime member shopping at its grocery stores, adding another perk to its membership program after a 20% hike. Amazon said it would knock 10% off already discounted items and each week cut prices on other products throughout the store. The new deals are available immediately at Florida stores and will be rolling out to its more than 460 stores nationwide this summer. We learned that Facebook is throwing more money at wiping out hate speech and bad actors. Case in point, its annual budget for content review teams has ballooned by hundreds of millions of dollars for 2018. Also, much of its additional outlay goes to hiring thousands of content moderators, and 10,000 hirees are expected by the end of the year to work on safety and security issues, including content review, roughly doubling the total in place this past fall. Here's a number for you, 2,617 times a day. That is how often the average person taps, pokes, pinches, or swipes their personal smartphone. It all adds up to about 2 hours and 25 minutes, according to a study by mobile app research DScout Inc. When does a good chunk of that time come? During work hours. As such, the journal writes that a growing number of employers are trying to limit cell phone use to regain attentiveness. However, as it turns out, workers have reverted to using watches and laptops instead. Coming up, the latest research says that almost all of us have observed or been involved in at least one instance of screen snooping. Why are we so nosy? And how you can safeguard your phone from the prying eyes of the public. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you didn't have enough to worry about from criminals trolling for your passwords or social media borrowing your user data, you can now rest assured that on top of that, basically everyone is curious about what's going on your smartphone. And most people have absolutely no problem about glancing over to take a look. Popping that invisible personal bubble that seems to surround smartphone and laptop users in crowded spaces is the age-old concept of snooping. It is alive and well. You don't need special tech to do it, just your eyes. And joining us now from Chicago to explain is special writer for the journal, Sue Schellenbarger. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Tanya.
So in this crazy age of advanced tech, there's all this talk about theft and hacking and privacy and how tech is ruining all of it. What your piece reminded us all is that humans are innately and incredibly nosy all on their own. And there is no better way to illustrate this than by the concept of screen snooping. How real is it, Sue?
It's pretty prevalent. I think we don't really realize it. Most people aren't conscious of it. But one study found that 97% of 174 people surveyed had either seen or been involved in at least one incident of screen snooping, or also called visual hacking, where somebody looks over your shoulder when you're working on your phone or tablet or laptop.
Right, so pretty much everyone. What struck me, though, was how unapologetic people are about it. In covering this, were you able to learn maybe what makes it so easy?
It's interesting. I think people assume that if you're working in public, that it's okay to look, and this is especially true of younger people who maybe in college got used to looking over each other's shoulders in these stadium-style classrooms and just figure it's normal. Everybody does it.
You did note that it is a lot more common on campus. Do demographics come into play here? Do younger people who grew up with this stuff do it even more so? Is there anything to that?
I think that's true, but I also found a fair amount of it among middle-aged people who are just simply nosy and are looking for something to gossip about. One guy was texting his wife from an advantage children's school, and the woman next to him was peeking over his shoulder and said, are you her husband? And he said, yes. And she said, I just wanted to make sure you're not having an affair with her. You know, people just really love prying into others' business, and these open screens in public places give them a chance.
It's funny. You mentioned these kinds of interactions that people have, because from this concept of screen snooping or what have you has emerged sort of a new social moray, like what's acceptable, when to say something. Are we so desensitized, though, that we just accept it, or are we still working it out? You kind of wrote about some testy moments there.
There are some very testy moments. One woman who was on the subway in New York caught someone looking over her shoulder. She turned around and said, should I move the screen closer so you can have a better look?
I feel like doing
people
that
really
sometimes.
Are. Yeah, people are offended by this. Almost everyone I spoke with was and found it annoying, but oftentimes they're simply not aware of it. The other issue is we're jammed together. Our personal space is shrinking,
right,
and everything from airplanes to subways and trains and restaurants. So, you know, it's so easy to do that it happens more than we realize.
Now, what I love is that we can resist, right? There are snoop guards. What do security experts and the people that you spoke to advise?
Well, security experts recommend if you're working on anything in public that's even the slightest bit sensitive, that you buy a privacy screen. These are available from 3M and other companies for laptops, tablets, and smartphones. They actually have a little tiny louvers that prevent you from looking at the screen from either side. You can only see it when you're gazing at it straight on. And otherwise, of course, try to tilt your smartphone at a really sharp angle and put your hand over it. Don't let anyone see even your hand as you're typing in your security passwords.
Love it. Really fun piece. I encourage listeners to check it out at WSJ.com. Sue, thanks very much for the time.
That's my pleasure, Tanya.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Sue Schellenbarger. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.